Welcome to The Right Path. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a driven, creative entrepreneur, and a passionate author, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's been holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your specific journey, I invite you to join me, and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and your creative passions, then I think you found the right place on the right path. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and welcome back to my channel. Thank you so much for joining me again today, and I am kind of going to jump in on some stuff that's a little bit more personal today. I don't usually talk about this stuff, but I have come to realize that there's just a lot going on in my life, both positive and negative, that is just, it's been really chaotic and crazy. And as such, I feel like my whole platform up until now has been about sharing the ups and the downs and the good and the bad. When I start having more challenges in my personal life, I tend to pull back from my social media because it's personal and I don't really know that we should be sharing that kind of stuff. However, it is part of life. It is part of this entire process of being a creative entrepreneur, because as much as our creative life and the persona and the personality that we put out there for everyone to see is very important for everyone to resonate with, there's also a really big portion of our lives that gets overlooked because it's personal. So I'm gonna not give details, too many details, I don't think, but I do want to talk about this because this life, this creative life, it's hard. It's challenging when you have external factors that play a role in your mental state, your capacity to handle more, your inspiration, your motivation to keep going. And although that's not about the creative process, it's about how we handle the rest of our lives to be able to make room and time and capacity to handle all of the creative stuff. So I guess that's kind of where I just want to have a bit of a real talk with you. So as my intro says, and I don't keep it a secret, that I work as an executive within the construction industry. Now, working as an executive in the construction industry is very broad. I am a COO, or a chief operating officer, for a full-service exteriors construction company. So what that means is I run operations. I help with office stuff. I help with finances. I am the owner's go-to for anything he might need. It also means that I manage a team of about 20 people and all their personalities and the ups and downs that come with that. I also assist with managing multi-million dollar construction projects, from approving and helping with pricing to the actual completion of the job and any issues that might arise on site to accounting and collecting payment at the end of the project. So as you can imagine, the demands in that side of my life are high. And I love what I do, and I love my team. They mean more to me than I can ever express. They've become like my family. But it also means that when things aren't going well there, or when team members are having their own problems, whether that's personal or professional, or things get really busy and sites get complicated, and I then have to jump in. And that's kind of been where these past couple of months have taken me, because we have one project that is a very demanding project. And as a result, I've stepped in basically full time now to start managing that project, which also means that I'm on site most days all day long, which also means that I don't have time for a lot of the work that I would usually be getting done in the office. And that translates into extra hours in my day. And that translates into less time for me to be able to focus on my creative endeavors. Now, that all being said, when I am working as a COO, 90% of my workflow and 90% of my capacity is left brain. It's very critical thinking, decision making, type A, focused, numbers, nothing creative. It's very rare that I get the opportunity at my day job to tap into that creative side. And as much as the creative thinking helps me with out-of-the-box planning and preparations and being able to problem solve in a really creative way, it's not actually creative. And that's one of the great things about having my writing and my creative side as a side hustle, because I actually get to express that and have fun with that. But being able to transfer from left brain thinking all day into right brain thinking is really challenging. And sometimes it's not at all possible. There's times where I come home at the end of a 10-hour day and I can't transfer my brain from analytical left brain thinking to creative right brain thinking. And those are the days that I don't get to move forward with my side hustle or my passions or my dream because I'm so wrapped up in my day job. And unfortunately, it does come first because it's my livelihood. And if it gets neglected, then things happen. If safety doesn't get looked after, there's a chance that one of my guys might not make it home at the end of the day. And that has to be more important than whether or not I can get a podcast out or I can get a half an hour of writing in at the end of my day. So all of that being said, I am not the kind of person that can sit still. And as much as I love my writing and I love creating and I love content and being able to record these podcasts for you, my brain is always going in a million directions and I'm always finding new and exciting things to do with my time. So I spread myself far too thin on my creative side because when I do get into the mood to create, it's not always the same kind of creation. It's not always writing. Sometimes it's creating candles and bath products. Sometimes it's photography. Sometimes it's content. Sometimes it's just sitting down and sketching in a notebook. I like to be able to have multiple creative outlets because I am multi-passionate. I am multi-creative. And depending on where my capacity is for that day, sometimes I just don't have it in me to sit down and hash out a chapter or sit down and record a podcast. So I guess where I'm going with this is that I do understand that life gets busy, and I understand how hard being a creative in a world where being successful is so much more important. I understand how challenging it is to find the time to write and create. And I'm not trying to say that I'm worse off or better off than you are. I'm just saying that I understand it. And when you get to the point where life seems to be so chaotic that you can't keep up, know that you can turn around and I'm standing right there with you. I am on your sidelines. I am cheering you on because I'm going through the same thing. And when I don't post podcasts, or if it takes me a few days to get posts up, and over the last month, I've definitely felt the added pressure of getting posts up and making sure that I was communicating and commenting and being a part of everything that I want to create with the right path. It's hard because life does get in the way sometimes. And whether that is personal or professional or obligations that you have to adhere to, or simply that you just need downtime and a few hours to look after yourself, whatever the case is, I understand, and I want this platform to encompass that as well. Sometimes being a creative is so much more than just being a writer. Sometimes living the creative lifestyle and having a creative hustle isn't glamorous. It's not always going to be easy, and not just because writing is hard, because writing is hard. It's not just because being a creative is hard, because being a creative is really hard. There's so many emotional roller coasters that we go through on a daily basis, but it's because we have a life beyond writing. We have a social life. We have a family life. We have a work life. We have to look after ourselves. We have to know that our heart and our mind are in the right place, because if they're not, how are you ever going to create and love what you do when you haven't put you first? And putting you first is a very challenging thing, taking time out and making sure that you are in the best possible place you can be, the best mindset, finding positivity and light in everything you do. It's a challenge every single day. And I guess I just wanted to share that and share some of the struggles that I go through and just be really open about where I've been, where my headspace has been, and where some of my challenges are. Life is hard. Relationships are hard. Business is hard. Careers are hard. And success is hard. It's never easy. It's exhausting. And you go through days where you don't know how to find the hours in the day to achieve everything you want to achieve. And today, for me, is no different. I have podcasts I want to record. I have my query letter that I want to finalize. I have editing that I've promised people I'm going to get done. I have an additional side hustle that I need to get started on. I have a big giveaway for you guys that I'm so excited about, but I have work that I have to do on that to get that ready and prepared. And then I have groceries to pick up and chores to do and hopefully get some time with my husband before the weekend is out. So I guess that was kind of my rant. I don't even know that it was a rant. It was just a little bit of real talk. We'll call it a coffee chat, maybe, even though my coffee is empty and definitely needs a refill. But again, I wanted to be really honest and straightforward. And like I said, I'm sharing the ups and downs about this process. And sometimes it's great and I feel on top of the world. And sometimes I feel like I just can't keep up. And right now it's one of those days where I just feel like I can't keep up. Doesn't change how much I love what I'm doing or how much I want to continue doing everything that I have on my plate. And I'm really excited about what this year is going to bring. But it's tedious and it's long hours and it's a hustle. When we call it a hustle, it's not because it's trendy to call it a hustle. A hustle is because you're constantly moving. You're constantly finding more hours in your day to make things happen. And it's constant pressure. So that's all I have for you guys today. I hope that you have an amazing Sunday. I look forward to this week. I'm definitely making sure that you guys are getting an episode every day this week. You are going to be my priority to make sure that this gets done. And we are going to be announcing the giveaway on Tuesday. So make sure that you come back and listen for that so that you can take advantage of that as well. I look forward to talking to you guys all again tomorrow. I hope you have an amazing day. Make today count. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes and SoundCloud. All reviews will be featured in upcoming episodes. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All those links are always going to be in the show notes below. I look forward to talking with you all again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.